The holiday season is here, and I'm grateful that I've been invited to dine with my family at my aunt and uncle's house. I never take it for granted that I'll be invited just because I'm family, since I'm also a vegetarian. That sort of lifestyle can make some people uncomfortable, especially on holidays where large roasted birds are generally the focal point of the main meal. My mother called the other day to tell me that my aunt had called her and wanted her to let me know that she was leaving the meat broth out of all the casseroles this year and wouldn't be using any artificial sweeteners, which may not sound like such a big deal, except that I've watched as an entire family almost split up over a banana pudding made with Splenda. They like to have never gotten over an old family recipe being altered that way. I heard cousins complain for days after their family gathering until one of them finally broke down and made another banana pudding the way nature intended, with gobs of white sugar. I've been a vegetarian for decades, and even though I think my family members still secretly hope I will leave my odd ways and become normal, carnivores, just like them, I don't think it's in the cards. In fact, I think I was born this way. And all those early years, I picked at a piece of meat here and there, trying to fit in, trying to do the right thing. I knew in my heart that God made me the way I am, and despite peer pressure and ridicule, I have to be true to myself. Over time, we've become more comfortable with different lifestyles in my family, especially since one of my much younger cousins came out as a vegetarian, causing people to suspect genetic inheritance. I've never been one of those people who flaunt my differences and demand special treatment in the name of equality. I've spent lots of times at parties, standing in the corner, discreetly eating potato chips or celery stalks, while others openly loaded their plates with huge barbecue sandwiches or piles of chicken parts. I'll admit, I did have one young restless year of acting out. When I was asked once to say the blessing, so I prayed for the bird on the table, who had lost its life and wouldn't be with his loved ones for the holidays. With all the change in recent years, new research, more media attention, and increased awareness in general, I've found much more tolerance. Now our family gatherings are less focused on differences and more focused on how to accommodate those differences. And it doesn't take much, leaving the meat broth out of the casseroles, for example, to make a person feel welcomed. It's those small gestures that can increase love exponentially. I try to reciprocate in kind, and so I make an effort to bring what would be considered more traditional food. I bring homemade cranberry sauce and pumpkin pie instead of a tofu turkey or pine needle tea. It was simply too painful having to watch as family members picked gingerly through one of my green salads, for example, trying in vain to identify the many contributions from nature. They were leery of lamb's quarters, which I'll admit is a weed most gardeners detest, but it's not that different from spinach, other than having a greater nutritional value. And two, my family doesn't get nearly as excited as I do about the fact that the juice from a handful of pine needles has 5 times more vitamin C than a lemon and can prevent scurvy. My family says they've never worried that much about scurvy and assured me that if diagnosed, they would suck on a lemon. They are more back to nature than they know. Take allspice, for example. That nice little spice, commonly used in traditional pumpkin pie, it travels through the inside of a fruit-eating bat before making its way to the table. According to Amy Stewart, author of The Drunken Botanist, which is a great book, by the way, the allspice seeds must pass through the body of a fruit-eating bat, or pigeon, to be sufficiently heated and softened for germination. I won't mention that fascinating fact to my kin, though. I've learned that it's too off-putting to get too detailed about nature while dining, and mentioning something like bat scat most likely wouldn't go over all that well. Besides, it could diminish my chances of being invited back for the holidays next year. After all the effort we've made as a family, focusing on our likenesses more than our differences, I don't want family members to start worrying that they'll catch something from me, say, bat scat fever, or worse, vegetarianism. I don't want to relive the days of meat broth and casseroles and artificial sweeteners and puddings. We've simply come too far for that. And because of our progress towards more tolerance and greater acceptance, I can truly be grateful that I'm home for the holidays.